welcome to Holy Trinity Catholic Church from Beaverton, Oregon.
Well, good morning. And how is your Lent going? Good? So-so? Or have you completely blown it? Well, if you've completely blown it or you're struggling, just remember the Israelites blew it pretty bad, and God still recovered them in the new covenant. And so I want to encourage you today not to worry. And in fact, today in the book of Jeremiah, we had a wonderful phrase that God had spoke to Jeremiah. I want to just repeat this, because as I was preparing, I'm like, they kept resonating with me. This is Jeremiah 31, verse 33. I will place my law within them and write it upon their hearts. I will place my law within them and write it upon their hearts. One possible use of the word write in this text could have been inscribe. And for me, I'm like, wow, that's kind of powerful now. I'm thinking like a rock or a stylus, or maybe a metal stylus, carving into something, making an indelible mark that can't be taken away. In this case, it's on a heart, like a tattoo. But it's much deeper, of course. Both would permanently mark us and brand us. But in this case, this mark brands us as God's beloved people, God's beloved son, God's beloved daughter, infusing within us God's law of love. And because of that love, our hearts desire holiness. When people have found and had an encounter with Jesus, a profound one, their lives are different. They're not the same anymore. Their hearts soar. They're set on fire with zeal for the Lord and for others. Their joy and love is amazing to see. It's palpable. This is a common experience when people go on retreats. And the hope is that they remember what was written on their hearts. Yet despite being God's precious sons and daughters, there is still an ache we all feel that things are not the way they are, or they're not the way they should be. It's an ache that permeates all of creation. We are still broken people in a broken world. The evidence is right in our midst. Maybe a loved one has gone sick. Maybe you have become sick. Maybe a relationship has fractured, or your job has ended. Maybe an addiction has erupted and you have found yourself caught in the shackles of a serious sin that is eating you from the inside out. These are all serious forms of suffering, and it causes us to question everything, including God. Is evil afoot? Yes. But at the same time, we have to admit that we are also sometimes our worst enemy. It seems that for some, our Lenten practices just aren't doing it. We might even say, what's the point? Especially at this point in the game. Because I'm still in my sins. Nothing's changed. If any of that is remotely where you are at, know that you're not alone. And it is good that you are here. And from this lowly place that we might be, finally, God can reach out to us. We hear, and we have a companion, by the way, in King David. We hear in Psalm 51, one of the most popular psalms next to Psalm 23. I'm going to read these little parts of it and then my little thoughts as I was reading it myself. Have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness, for I feel so guilty. Create in me a clean heart, O God, for I cannot help myself. Cast me not out from your presence, for I deeply desire to be with you. Have mercy on me, O God, for in justice I feel I shouldn't even be here. See, the good thing is that through our baptism, God has written his law of love on our hearts, his name on our hearts, and it's inscribed so that no matter what sin you have, it can't be taken away because it's indelible. It's there permanently. And he claims you for his own. We are his, and he is ours. And we're reminded of this every time we come into church, or at least I hope we are, that we dip our hands in the holy water font and we sign ourselves across our heart. We sign ourselves with what? A cross. Literally, we are crossing ourselves with our baptismal water. And so instead of being caught by rules like the Pharisees were, we now simply now need to look into our hearts. And that's what God is telling us to do. Who do we find there? Well, we find Jesus there. But Jesus that was crucified and risen. And with that in mind, know this, that he loves you. He sacrificed himself for you. That's how much he loves you. You remember the crucifix that Father Anthony lifted up at the homily a couple weeks ago? Remember he had a heart and then he had a crucifix. What did he say this was? He said it's love. And you remember last week, the bull roarer that Deacon Brett was swinging last week and making that kind of cool noise to remind us that God desires to be our centripetal force, bringing us back to himself. These are wonderful images trying to help us. Today in the scriptures, we have also this, that he, Jesus, is the grain of wheat which fell to the ground, only to rise again and bear much fruit in his resurrection. That's what that text is pointing to, but also pointing us to do the same. See, it just wasn't a chore for him, like, oh man, I gotta do this. It's like, you know, put the garbage out and then I'll go to the cross if you have to do that. No, he was deeply, personally invested in what was going on. We know it frightened him. He was sweating blood before this happened. But he earnestly desired to do this. It was personal for him, such that he loves you that much. He took on our sin without being a person of sin himself. And because of his resurrection, we are able to rise with him now. All he asks from us is to lose yourself. Follow him. And he will lift you up from the pit. Trust him. He knows your heart. He has carved it. And that's where he dwells. When you come forward today for the rite of communion, our Catholic altar call, shall we say, receive the grain of wheat who died for you and be made new. Remember, he desires to make all things new. Remember those whose name is written on your heart. Who wrote that? Remember that he claims you over and over again. He desires to heal you from that which afflicts you. Reach out to God when you receive communion for mercy and surrender. And remember what is written on your hearts and who wrote it there.
Thank you for joining us. You can learn more on our parish website at h-t.org. We hope that you will subscribe to our YouTube channel or try and join us for Mass if you're local. Again, all the information will be on h-t.org.